at the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you'll probably realise that that is a phrase in a verse in Galatians in the New Testament. But that I'm going to kind of talk around it a bit. So I hope you don't mind. The qualities of fruit. Well, it's desirable, it's refreshing, it's sweet. It's not like Brussels sprouts, it's not like eat your greens. You know, most people actually like fruit. They like eating it. You don't have to be forced to eat it. And it contains seeds, and the seeds get spread around, and usually by the people that eat it one way or another. And these seeds produce a harvest. More fruit. That's the idea of fruit. And to produce a good harvest, you need good ground. Jesus talks about this in the parable of the sower. And he talks about our hearts being the ground. And if you've got a good heart, then you'll produce good fruit. The problem is that we can't see into people's hearts. We were in Spain last week, and we went to church there that my dad used to go to. And Roy, the preacher, spoke about fruit of the Spirit. Would you believe it? And he made this point, which I haven't heard before. And he said, you know, we can't see people's hearts. And so what we can see the fruit that they produce. We can see the external sign. And he said, in fact, Jesus said, we would know people by their fruit. And a good tree produces good fruit. So in our lives, in our ordinary, everyday, walking around, working kind of lives, what does being fruitful look like? That's what I really want to get to the bottom of. Fruit is something, according to the definition of fruit, it's something that can be picked, can be plucked. Can people pick on you in a good way? Do you feel like you're being picked on? This could be a good thing. So, number two, please. There we are. There. Ah, a fruit. In the verse in Galatians that the phrase fruit of the Spirit comes from, Galatians 5:22, fruit is actually a singular word, and the list that comes after it in the verse seems to be describing different aspects of that fruit. One fruit, different segments. And often it's described as the fruit being love, and out of all that, all these other things flow. But there are more descriptions of love and more descriptions of fruit in the New Testament than just that one. And thankfully, they all seem to agree. It's a good thing. Doing a full-on study of all that, all of them would take forever. So I'm just going to pull a few things out. Jesus. There. Jesus tells us, as I've already said, that a bad tree bears bad fruit and a good tree good fruit. And we will know people by their fruit. And he describes in John 15 how we are the branches of the vine. That's how we get to be fruitful. And if we don't remain on the vine, if we don't abide in him, dwell in him, then we won't be fruitful. We won't produce anything. He also says that even if we are fruitful, we will be pruned so that we can be even more fruitful. So that's, you know, ouch. And he tells us to abide in his love, and we will receive joy. And that's one of the qualities that comes from love. And in John 13:35, it tells us that Jesus' new commandment is to love one another. Love one another so that everyone can see that you are followers of Jesus and that we are, in fact, fruitful. Number four, John. John, in 1 John, basically John writes a dissertation about that commandment. A lot of 1 John is about the working out of that commandment to love one another. And he talks about this love, and he talks about what we receive when we abide and dwell in God and get filled with the Holy Spirit, a love that casts out fear and unselfishly puts other people first. And the theme of losing our fears and insecurities as we receive more of this love is repeated quite often. We are bound to be more fruitful, aren't we, if we're not scared of people picking on us, if we're not nervous about people knowing us or seeing our fruit and eating the fruit that we have. If we're not nervous of people and if we're loving them, then obviously we're more fruitful. Peter as well, he also writes about it. And he's writing his letters to a church or churches perhaps that have been confused by false teaching. And in the first chapter of his second letter, he talks about the qualities needed so that we will not be unfruitful. And he lists faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, patience, godliness, kindness, and love. And he says, we receive these things and growing them by partaking in the divine nature. So, the list very similar to the other lists. Six. Paul wrote 1 Corinthians to a church which was, to be honest, a bit of a mess. And he's trying to bring wisdom into their situation, and he tells them lots of practical stuff about how to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how to behave in meetings. And he tells them that they were all given one spirit to drink. There's no grounds for divisive behavior. And that the foundation of all they do, the most important thing, is love. And he describes love to them in that most famous passage in 1 Corinthians 13. And it's interesting, but not surprising given the context, that he's saying this is not what love is in a lot of those instances. He's saying this is not how you should be acting, because this isn't what love is. For instance, he says, love is not easily provoked. And that actually comes from words that mean to sharpen together. So if we talk about people being rubbed up the wrong way, love doesn't do that. And that's kind of the meaning of that. Or love thinks no evil. That means to take an inventory or to keep an account. That word thinks means to reckon on. Do you ever go out, over a list in your head of, oh, well, they did this, and then they did that, and then to cap it all? No, me neither. Yeah, never do that. And love does not rejoice in iniquity. That means to be pleased when people do things wrong. I always knew they were up to no good. Trying to allay our own insecurities probably by comparing ourselves to others and thinking, oh, well, at least I'm not that bad, you know, at least I don't do that. That's not really love, because there's no fear or insecurity in love, so we don't need to compare ourselves to other people. In fact, later on in the Galatians, Paul tells us not to compare ourselves to others. He says, in the Message version, I like it, he says, we have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. I like that one. Of course, Paul does mention positive stuff too in 1 Corinthians 13. He says love is patient and kind, has faith in people, communicates hope and belief in people. And the Corinthian church really needed this stuff by the sound of it. And we shouldn't get too complacent either, you know. So, let's look finally at Galatians 5:22, number 7. There we are, there's the list. A lot of people can recite it off by heart. I can't, so I've got it up there as a nice reminder to us all. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the fruit of the Spirit. This is not the fruit of their own efforts. We get this, not by our own efforts. And then we will be living in freedom when we get all this stuff, because there's no law against any of that. There's no law against love. Nobody minds if we're full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so this church, the Galatian church, isn't in strife and disorder, but it is tending to legalism. And so Paul is stressing that their behaviour should come naturally from their relationship with the Holy Spirit. And we don't need to get legalistic about our walk with God, but we do need to walk in the Spirit. And the fruit of love is described with slightly different emphases according to what the author wants to put across, according to the circumstances. But Jesus, John, Peter and Paul all agree that it's something that the Holy Spirit grows in us as we abide or dwell or partake or drink of or walk in him. There's a lot of words, but they're all trying to describe the same thing. That this fruit grows on us as the Holy Spirit turns our hearts into good ground, and it can be seen and it can be plucked by others. It can be shared. And the fruit nourishes and feeds others. And it involves all these attributes of patience and kindness and gentleness and faith. And this takes us back to the original meaning of the word that's used for love in these passages, which is agape. And that's a word that's used a lot in the New Testament. And it's a love that's benevolent and charitable. It's different to romantic love or even friendship. It's a different word. I think it's quite interesting. I haven't gone into the meaning of all these words that describe the fruit of the Spirit. That's a great word study to do in a small group, when you're in your small groups. If you do that, you might notice how often all these qualities have an element of confident calm and quietness in them. Joy is from a word that means calmly happy. Peace has words like quietness and rest in its meaning. Patience has staying power. Gentleness or kindness, meekness, humble and gentle. Jesus said to me, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus wasn't weak. It's an old phrase, but it's worth repeating that meekness isn't weakness, it's strength under control. And you'll notice that self-control is also a quality of the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, last one. I'd sum it up like this. When we're walking in the Spirit, we're walking in love and demonstrating the fruit of that love. Love looks for and responds to the good in people. It communicates hope and belief to people. And it values them and it generously reflects back to them the best that they are and they can be. And I think that that is fruit that people need desperately. I think everybody needs that. And I think everybody is looking for that. Who wouldn't want to be feeding on that kind of fruit and receiving that kind of nourishment in their lives? So Pete's coming back and then we're going to pray for each other in a little while.